Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Well, praise the Lord, this is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm so glad you could join us for the Netcast today. We're going to be continuing our study of how to discern error. This is a very critical topic and one we need to get right into. I'm going to look at it from a different perspective today. I just heard a message by Keith Moore, and boy, he read a scripture that just went off. You know how that can happen, where you're listening to somebody teach the word and the scripture they read just lights up. You know what I'm saying? Well, this was one of those scriptures. Let's go over to Psalm 81. We're talking about how to discern error, but this is going to give us a little background that I think is really going to be important. Where should I start? Let's start in verse 10. Psalm 81, verse 10. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Now, Keith Moore, as he told this, read this scripture, he told a little side story. You know how preachers like to illustrate things. He said he can just imagine God like a parent to a little baby. You go to feed the baby, you know, and you got that baby food on that little spoon. And you say, here it comes, here it comes, open your mouth. You know what I'm saying? And he said, as he read this scripture, he could just see God doing that to his children. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. What I've got is good. What I've got's going to nourish you. It's going to bless you. But you know what the body of Christ does? That's what Brother Key said. He said, the body of Christ just sits there and goes, I'm not going to open my mouth. They refuse to open their mouth, and so God can't fill it with blessing. Just like that child won't open his mouth or her mouth and get the nourishment. At some point, they're going to have to be obedient to open their mouth, and then God's going to fill it with good things. Amen? All right, verse 11. But my people would not hearken to my voice. Now, this is where it ties in with our study. Our study, you remember, is talking about how to discern error. What we're about to read is going to give you a key to why people get off in error. My people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel, who were the people he's talking about here, Israel would have none of me. Now think about that. Here's God, the God of the universe, the God who created everything, comes to his children in Israel there and says, open your mouth wide and I'll fill it. And they're going, They're not going to have anything to do with God. And so he couldn't fill their mouth with good things, right? Because they wouldn't open their mouth. All right, but then he says, my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would have none of me. Now, what does it say in verse 12? Here's the key to what we're saying about discerning truth and error. So God says, I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Woo, did you get that? Can you see why this is a critical point in what we're talking about walking in truth and discerning error? If you refuse to listen to the Lord, now how does the Lord speak to us? Predominantly and primarily through his word. Amen? You know that. Through his written word. That's how he speaks to us. Now, if you refuse to read the Word, you refuse to study the Word, and you refuse to accept God's Word as final and ultimate authority in your life, then it says, concerning his children, he says, I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. See, if you walk in your own counsel rather than in the counsel of the Lord, you will do things that seemeth right unto you. You know, the scripture says, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of destruction. Unfortunately, your little peanut brain is not sharp enough to figure out everything. But God's mind, His counsel, His determinate counsel is able to know everything. And He's given us all things that we can know and we can understand through the Holy Spirit. Amen. We've read, we've studied all this out. You know it to be so. But here's the thing. If you refuse to hearken, if you refuse what God's offering, He'll just say, okay, look, I'm going to give you over to your own heart's lust. I'm going to let you walk in your own counsel. And you're going to walk off in your own counsel and think that you're doing the right thing. You may even think you're following after God, but it's not, because you're walking in your own counsel. Now, here's what I've seen about false doctrine. And this is ultimately what we're talking about in our study. False doctrine seems to be pervasive when people lean not to their spirit. Because if you lean to your spirit and you listen to the Holy Spirit and that inward witness, that will always take you back to the Word of God, the written Word of God. But if you lean to your flesh, I am convinced more and more that false doctrine originates in the flesh. Because we know, we read last time, these are doctrines of devils. Or as we saw what the scripture said, as we dug into the meaning of it, doctrines which devils teach. Well, what do devils mostly appeal to? They appeal to the mind and the flesh, not the spirit. Because you're born again in your spirit. But you can be deceived in your mind. And your flesh can say, yeah, give me more of that. Your flesh just wants to be satisfied. It wants the easiest way out. It wants what, you know, it basically says, give me the reward without me having to do the work. You know what I'm saying? It's the ultimate Maynard G. Krebs. Now, that just went right over some of you's head that didn't watch the show Dobie Gillis. There was a show on TV, oh my, years ago. It was in black and white. Years ago, there was this show called Dobie Gillis. And he had a friend, Maynard G. Krebs, played by Bob Denver, who later went on to play Gilligan. Okay? I know a lot of you going, what? But follow me. Stay with me here. Maynard G. Krebs, he was dressed up like a beatnik. Now, this really dates the time frame on this, okay? Had a little bitty goatee beard, and he was a beatnik. And he'd play his bongo drums and pretty much do nothing else. And whenever somebody would say the word work, W-O-R-K, it was like that was a four-letter word to Maynard. He'd go, work! Work! He hated the idea of work. Why? Because he's sorry. Amen. He was given entirely over to the flesh. See, Maynard's a good example of the flesh. He just wanted to play. He didn't want any responsibility. He didn't want to have to do any work. He just wanted pleasure. That's all he wanted. Okay? That is the perfect example of the flesh. Now, if you are given over to that, you will follow in your own counsel. And God's just going to say, I'm going to give you up to your own heart's lust. See, that's what the flesh is. Just lust. Just inordinate desire. That's what lust means from the Greek. Inordinate desire. In other words, desire that is not profitable, that is not good, that is not allowed. And it doesn't have to be just sexual lust. Obviously, that's part of it. But you can have lust after all kinds of things. Money, prestige, fame. There's inordinate desire for a lot of things. And all of them will get you in trouble. But if God just turns you over to that lust, you're going to walk in your own counsel. You're going to think that the way you're going is right. And you're going to start believing and teaching false doctrine. because you're going to go for the easy way. The Word of God talks about those in these last of last days that will have itching ears. You know what that term means? They'll have itching ears. It means don't teach me something unless it's easy and it makes my physical, natural life easier and better. See, people who have itching ears, they don't want to hear about being committed to God. People that have itching ears, they don't want to hear that you need to go to church and connect in with that local church and listen to that pastor and be submitted to his authority. Woo, no. No. We don't want that. We want to hear how God's going to make us so rich we don't have to even go to work. We can just lay on our couch all day and do nothing and just roll around and enjoy, you know, the blessings of God. We want that kind of teaching. That's itching ears. Now, that's not to say that God doesn't want to bless you. That's not to say that prosperity is not for you. It is, but only if you seek first the kingdom of God. And you know what? I like what I heard Pastor Kenneth Hagin say one time. He said, people, the ministry is W-O-R-K, work. Maynard would go, work. Amen. It's work, doing the ministry. Now that he was talking to ministers when he said that. That's why, you know, I heard it and went, oh yeah, that's right. But it's the same as true concerning Christians, you know, just, you know, lay people, as we call them. It takes discipline. See, Jesus said, those who continue in my word will be my disciples indeed. That's disciplined believer. Disciplined believers aren't listening with itching ears for the easy teaching. They're digging into the Word of God. They're continuing in the Word of God. They're being diligent. And because of that, they hear the Word clearly. They receive it. They're like those who open their mouth wide and God fills it. He gives them good spiritual food to chew on from the Word of God. And to them, he doesn't say, I'm going to give you up. I'm just going to give up. Give you over to your own lust. No, he wants them to walk in his counsel. Now let's keep reading verse 13 here of Psalm 81. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. Well, why, Lord? What would you do if they did that? It says, I should soon, how soon? Soon have subdued their enemies. In other words, I'd have whooped up on their enemies. I'm going to make it good old North Carolina talk, all right? I'm going to whoop up on their enemies soon and turn my hand against their adversaries. Woo, hallelujah. You know, the Bible says if you're a tither, God rebukes the devourer, woo, hallelujah, for your sake. God does it. I like that. I like it when God rebukes the devourer. Now, I'm going to rebuke the devourer myself, but God, come on, I'll let you get in on this. Praise the Lord. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, this is making me happy. Now, Psalm 81:15, listen to this. This is King James. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Now I'm gonna pull this back into our modern vernacular. You know, there's a saying that I've seen out on the internet. Haters gonna hate. Haters gonna hate. You know what they mean by that? People that are hateful and are motivated by hate, they're just gonna hate. Well, the haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. They should have submitted themselves unto the Lord. If they would have submitted themselves unto the Lord, if they would have hearkened unto the Lord their God, then he would have subdued their enemies. How soon? Soon. Quickly. And he'd have turned his hand against their adversaries. Whoo, I want that. I want the devil whooped up on. And I am perfectly happy to let God do the whooping up. Amen. I know this is funny in a way, but it's the truth. All right, verse 16. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. See, God's out there wanting to feed you. But he's wanting to feed you with the finest of the wheat. And with honey out of the rock, should I have satisfied thee? God wants to satisfy you with good things. He wants to bless you. Woo, hallelujah. But you know what? You're going to have to hearken. You're going to have to listen. You're going to have to be tuned in. And predominantly, primarily, you're going to have to be committed to the Word of God. That's how you hearken to the Word, is by getting into the Word on a regular, consistent basis. You know that. That's just good, sound Bible sense. Amen? We need a whole lot of good, sound Bible sense. A lot of people say common sense isn't common. Well, it seems like Bible sense is less common. We need to stay with the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And I tell you what, we're getting in some good things here. Some things you need to meditate on. You need to think about. Now, why get into all this? Why talk about all this? Well, it's important because if you are not, how's the best way to put this? If you're not hearkening, if you're not listening, if you're not studying the Word of God and staying with the Word of God, you're going to start getting off. Here's a good example. Think about an airplane. If you're in an airplane and you get off just a half a degree off of your course, at first it's not going to make a whole lot of difference. You're going to pretty much still be pretty much on track. You know what I'm saying? You may be off just a little, but the further you go, the further off course you get. And finally, you get to the point that you're miles off course. Why? Why are you now miles off course? Because you started getting off and you just kept going. Ooh, that's a sailor moment right there. You got off just a little bit, but then you just kept going. You didn't have a course correction. Do you know that if you're in that plane and you were half a degree off and you made a course correction and got back where you needed to be, you could get back on course, and then miles down the path, you'd be on course and you'd get to your destination and everything would be fine. You had to make that little course correction. But if you don't make the course correction, you'll get further and further and further off. And this is what happens in the spiritual realm. So this is how this whole thing ties in with what we're talking about discerning error. If you begin to get off course, get away from the Word, start following after your own counsel, or the counsel of those who are taking you off in another direction, usually following after the desires of your flesh, usually trying to find the easy way out, then guess what? You're going to start getting off course. And at first, it may not seem like a lot. And it may not directly impact your spiritual life immediately. You'll be off, when you talk about half a bead, you ever put a balance, I'm trying to think of what it's called, but it's got a little bubble in it. And you put it on a wall or something that you're trying to make sure it's level, and you try to balance that thing out, and you get your bead off a little bit. You're off a bead, half a bead. That's the term I've heard my dad use when he was building things. At any rate, if you keep building with that wall with that thing off, by the time you get done, man, you're going to have a mess. Just like in the plane, you keep flying, you're a little off course, keep getting further off course. You see what I'm saying? If you start getting off the Word of God, then you will find that you'll get further off the Word of God. Deception leads to deception. Then you start justifying what you're teaching and saying and hearing. And people start talking about your favorite new teacher, about how all of that's of the devil and its doctrines of devils. And you go, oh, no, no, no. Why, he's the great man of God. He's got a revelation nobody else has. Well, you know, when they start talking about somebody's got a revelation nobody else has, I immediately start going, wait a minute. You know, he's the one preaching it like no one else. Something's probably wrong then. Amen. There's no unique revelation to one man. Okay? It's if it's in the Bible, it's open for everybody. So anyway, you start getting a little further off. Then you start justifying yourself. Oh, but he's the great man of God, and I follow after him because he's a great man of God. And you just keep justifying and getting further off and further off. And before too long, you don't want to hear the word of faith message. You don't want to hear the truth of God's word. You start making excuses that, well, that scripture is not for today. And that book of the Bible, we don't have to read anymore. And oh, by the way, we don't have to study this anymore. And guess what? We don't have to do that anymore. Maybe you decide that, oh, you don't have to tithe anymore. You don't have to give anymore. You don't have to go to church. Whatever. You'll start finding you'll get further and further and further off. Now, by the time you're that far off, it is very difficult to get you back and make that course correction. I didn't say it's impossible. I said it's very difficult. Okay? And if you've been listening to me teach some things and you're seeing it from the scripture and you're going, you know, I may have gotten off on some areas, then you let the Holy Spirit deal with you about that. Amen. I'm talking to some of you right now directly. Holy Ghost is talking to you. You need to start praying, Lord, show me wherein I have erred. See, that's what Job did. Job realized that he was speaking words that were contrary to his ultimate end desire and goal of following after God. And he says, show me how I need to speak right words. Show me wherein I have erred. And pray along those lines and let the Lord show you, so that you can start making that course correction, so you can get back on track. Because ultimately, that's how you're going to pull yourself out of that error and get back into truth. There is a spirit of truth, and there is a spirit of error. And we want to be on the side of truth. And what's truth? Thy word is truth, as we've been studying. Amen? Well, whew, I tell you, we've been getting in some good things. My. This has been excellent. And I'm not saying it because I taught it. I'm saying it because it's Holy Ghost. Amen. When I heard Brother Keith Moore sharing along these lines, it started stirring around in my spirit. And I knew that I needed to share this with you through the netcast. Praise the Lord. So it just tied right in to what we're talking about discerning error. All right? So we'll continue this next time. I want to encourage you to join me for that. We'll be talking along these lines on the Word of Faith broadcast, which, of course, airs at 11:30. That's Eastern time in the morning, Monday through Friday, right after Kenneth Copeland, that comes on at 11 o'clock. And, of course, that's on WFR.org, Word of Faith Radio. I encourage you to join us for our daily Word of Faith broadcast ministry there. And also, don't forget our SpeakFaith.tv project. Our Roku channel, that is going great guns. We just had a recent, very recent update of Mark Brzee's teachings and got weeks and weeks and weeks of additional teaching posted in his particular section of SpeakFaith.tv. We've updated several of the things recently. They just released a lot of video, and we put it out there. So, whoo, I tell you, good stuff. I was listening to it, and it just gets you so excited. I'm telling you. You need to hear the Word of God on a consistent, regular basis. It'll make a tremendous difference in your life. I want you to write me at our mailing address, Word of Faith Ministries, our address, Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, 5213, High Point, North Carolina, the zip code 27262. Of course, you can always write me at my email address. As you know, that is much faster, will get to me quicker. And, of course, that's Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WOFM.org. We'd love to hear from you, hear how this broadcast and netcast is ministering to you. You know, if you'd like to become a partner with this ministry, I say at the end of this program, every single time, sponsored by our partners around the world. Praise the Lord. Wherever you are, if you'd like to be a partner with this ministry, I don't say it very often, but if you'd like to be a partner with this ministry, you can go to our website, wofm.org, and there's a donate button there. If you'll click on that, you can contribute to the ministry. We would love for you to be a partner with Word of Faith Ministries and help us reach the world with this message of the Word of Faith. Praise God. Amen. Well, join us next week. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God. The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.